Welcome to TNT Studios with Trev and Tay. Today on Food Truck Friday, we're going to be talking about breweries that we've vended at, but we're going to actually call them pubs.
Because brewery is too fucking hard to say.
Yeah.
It's that many times. All the pubs we're going to be talking about are way too hard.
All the pubs that we've vended at. Speaking of pubs, we did go to Barrel House today.
Oh yeah, Barrel House C in Weymouth. We got off of work and we were like, what are we gonna do? And we never get to go to breweries. We never get to go to pubs as, you know, patrons. It's always we're working them. So who is there?
What is it? Not your mama's cooking?
You're so funny. They're called Mom on the Go.
Oh, yeah, Mom on the Go.
Yeah, shut up. You know what they're called.
Too many moms in this business.
Too many moms. No, Mom on the Go, gourmet grilled cheese food truck out of, I think she's out of Hanover or Norwell, Massachusetts. But it was really good. She has this baked potato. What is it? A baked potato grilled cheese.
Oh, yeah. That was really good.
Yeah. Where you can like, it's like baked potato. It sounds really weird.
Had some bacon pieces in there. And
yeah.
Put some sour cream on it. It was sriracha. Woo.
Yeah. It was really good. And then there she had like loaded tots, like pulled pork on
them. Oh, yeah. Those are
awesome.
Fucking delicious.
Yeah. Those are great. But yeah.
Coleslaw on it.
And plus Barrel House C is awesome.
Yep. They're local to our area here in Weymouth. They're actually on 95 Wood Rock Road in
Ooh,
Weymouth.
Ooh, with the address.
Ooh.
Someone prepares.
That.
That would be funny.
Dropping addresses.
I know, right? You're over there on your phone Googling. That's what I would expect.
One of their beers that I liked is the Bam Bam. So I think it's either an IPA or it's a double IPA, but it's one of the higher concentrated IPAs, and it's just really smooth. I like the way that their cans look.
I'm not even a sour person. I don't like sours. But when I had their sour, the Grove Crush, that thing, like, it tastes like
heaven.
It tastes like a dirty martini. That's honestly what it tastes like. It tastes like, but like extra dirty. So there's just straight up olive juice going on. That one's really good. That's probably my favorite sour, obviously. My only sour that I like.
Yeah, you're not much of a sour person.
No.
Grove Crush is actually pretty good for sour.
Yeah. But yeah, pubs. So I mean, you remember our first pub we went to.
Yeah, ARS in Philly.
Yeah, I honestly I don't know if that stands for anything or if it's called ARS.
I really don't remember. I think it's
either.
Like the brothers' names or something.
I think it's the three brothers or there's two brothers or something that put it on. But they were I feel like they were one of the smaller pubs that opened in Philly first.
Yeah.
Like there was Yards, there was, you know, Love, whatever. I can't remember what it's called.
I swear it was just like a fucking building with a garage.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And he opened the garage and he was open for business.
Yeah, like that's it. And we pulled up our food truck on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Halfway on the sidewalk.
On a busy street.
On a busy street. Oh, like
down in South Philly.
That is the worst. If anybody listening knows about South Philly, you guys understand the struggle of driving a food truck. All these other people who sit over here like, I'm from Texas, I'm from Tennessee, and they drive their food trucks on these wide highways and through these residential neighborhoods without cars parked on either side.
Amen.
Very lucky.
Amen.
Yeah, try to drive a 30-foot truck through the center of Boston.
Oh, man.
So that's
a nightmare.
That we did that the other day and when, it was
trying to get to the city hall during rush hour in the morning.
Yeah.
Which rush hour actually starts at 6 a.m.
for lunch. Right? It goes all day. And then try to get it into a tiny little alley up a tiny little sidewalk.
Yeah, I almost ran over like 10 people. Right. Thank God they were paying attention.
And I know it's not us. It's not just us. I'm pretty sure every other food truck who's ever pulled into anywhere, people walk in front of them.
Yeah.
Like they don't care. They don't care if they get ran over at all.
It's because they're in a hurry and
and you're in their way.
Yeah. You're in their way.
Exactly.
You're out of luck.
You need to get out of your way with your food truck. But that's ARS. ARS is awesome. I haven't really looked them up lately. I've seen a couple posts about they're doing food trucks still. So if you guys were ever interested and you're in that location down in Philly, I would check them out to vend with them. But another one in Philly is Yards.
Oh yeah, Yards down there on Spring Garden. They just moved to a bigger location. So
yeah.
They actually have that plant where you can watch them load up their cans.
Oh yeah, they have the canning thing on display. Usually you go to breweries and you'll see the beer. What do you call them? The vats. Is that what they're called? The beer vats?
Yeah, the silos.
The silo things up in the back, and then that's it. That's what you see. But this one actually had the whole canning, everything. Yeah. They're a huge window.
You could sit down and eat and watch them can beer.
That's
awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yards is actually really good beer too, but.
Yeah. I think they're actually all over the country. They're not just a Philadelphia thing. I feel like you can find them all the way to like Midwest. You can find them in stores.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Like, I think you're right.
I think you're onto something.
I feel like I was in Alabama and I did see a Yards beer. So that's why it was like, oh, okay.
Even back in Nevada, I thought I saw Yards.
I swear I saw Yards beer there too.
The packaging looks too familiar to not, you know, be mistaken for something else.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back. Hey, sorry about that commercial there. We, you know, saving up to buy that G-Wagon.
Right.
Saving up podcast money.
Please listen to this at least 10,000 times for us.
And share to at least 10,000 friends.
We've sold our truck. We quit our jobs. And this is all we have. I'm just playing. That's what's going on.
This is our only lifeline. Please help us out. Okay, so anyways, back to...
Pubs,
our local brew
Arise
in Weymouth. That's just a stone's throw from Barrel House. We talked about Vitamin C. Vitamin C is a new brewery.
It came out of nowhere. But that's the thing. I've people have asked me, they're like, Vitamin C, like, I don't get it. They came out of nowhere. What's going on? And I don't know what it is. I know it's a bunch of brothers. I know Dino. I think his brother, a friend, like they used to do it at home. I actually talked to Dino the last time we were there and I asked him, he has these cute little pins. Vitamin C is probably the best for merchandise.
Oh, hands down. They have pins, cups, shirts, fucking anything you can
anything
think.
You want. They have baby onesies right there. They do. Not like you have to order them.
I think I saw a steering wheel cover.
Right?
I'm not.
I think they're making bath mats now, probably.
Yeah, shower curtains, shower caps.
I would buy a shower curtain. I'm not going to lie. That artist who does everything is really good.
It's really.
But yeah, I was talking to Dino. I asked him on one of his pens. It was a tiny little blue ice box with like, I think a rubber ducky on it or something really weird. And I asked him, so what's the story behind that? And he was talking about, I don't know if you know this, but he was saying that the blue cooler represented what they used to do in like their basement or their garage. And then people would come on the weekends and pick it up out of this blue cooler. And that was it. Like that started. And then all of a sudden, these people started coming from North Shore and, you know, West Mass. And they would come from all over the state just to get their beer because they heard about it.
Wow.
And then that turned into what it is.
Vitamin C. I had no idea
I was so surprised. Yeah, usually everyone's like, you know, oh, I I cashed out my 401k. This is what I always wanted. Something, something. And they're just like, it got really popular and they had no idea.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the cups that you bought last time. They have like a cartoon RV on it. That's really, really cool, rustic colors. And it says, you know,
vitamin. It's very vintage.
C on it. And
it's very vintage. I think it's really cool. I mean, a lot of the breweries, besides Percival and Norwood, they have really cool rustic kind of retro fitted like style. Most of them are very, I would say modern and hipster, very sleek. But yeah.
And the beers that we got, this last time was, what was it? The Five Deadly Venoms or something.
Yeah,
that
was their release this week. I think they release it like they release their beer every other week or something like that on a Sunday or a Saturday, and that's it.
And this shit was going fast. People were walking out with like cases, and just for a 4-pack, it's what, like $15?
Yeah, I don't know.
Ridiculous.
Something big. I mean, that's the thing about over here. Like, I just recently went to Vegas, and I went into I think it was a discount liquor store, and I bought a 6-pack of craft beer from a brewery for $6.
Pub
for $6, and that's just like
over
why?
Here that it doesn't exist.
Why a 6-pack here?
It's like $13. Like Bud Light Lime fucking $13.
It's not even craft beer. A Bud Light Lime 6-pack over there is like $1.50.
Yeah, like, right? Get out of here. A bum would just give you his 6-pack of beer.
Give me that.
It's like, I gotta come across these all the time.
All the time.
It's like money out here.
Yeah, I believe it. Vegas is great. But yeah, that one was a really good. And my favorite, which I obviously re-rolled up and I was like, so do you have the peanut butter stout? Do you got it? And
well, you got
like,
it, man.
Nope. It's a couple weeks. I'm like, man, killing me.
A long wait.
I don't even like stouts. And that is my favorite beer I've ever had.
Yeah, I hate stouts, but it was just sweet and almost chocolatey.
Like, yeah, it tastes
It's hard to describe, but.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure they brew it with like a lactose, so it tastes really
milky,
warm and like, it's perfect. If you're listening, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. thank you for
so
putting up with us.
For that beer. Yeah, that too, for putting up with this. We're crazy.
To get this far, you deserve a medal and possibly a beer. So go tell them we sent you.
Yeah. And what's our next brewery?
Castle Island. It's 31 Astor Street in Norwood.
Again, the address.
Oh, dropping them like it's hot, baby. You know it.
It's gross.
Drop it like it's hot.
It's not hot, though.
Just publicity.
I know, right?
Any form of publicity is not bad publicity. Even if it's bad publicity, it's not.
Some saying like that. Something like that.
Fool me once. Shame on me. Fool me.
I don't know.
Can't get fooled again.
And if you get that reference, that's awesome. But, Castle Island. I think the thing I like about Castle Island is you kind of like pull up, you're like, oh, okay, it's a typical brewery. It's a warehouse style, whatever. You walk in and it's like, here's my foyer. Mm-hmm. Like they introduce their beers right there. Like they set it all up and it's beautiful. So you feel like you're walking into a show.
It's almost like taste a beer. The gift shops at like SeaWorld or something. You walk in and
like
then
that.
You go to the attraction.
Exactly.
It's almost like that. They have everything you could buy.
Yeah.
Right in that front foyer. And then you go into the big room where they, you know, have seats and that's where they.
And it's big. It's huge.
And then they add it on to that with the little arcade.
Yes.
Like
okay.
By the bathrooms.
Let me talk about this. Everyone's going to steal this idea. But I mean, I hope they do.
Yeah.
Just because
a lot of problems will be solved.
Yes. Castle Island. Okay. This is the thing. I don't even know if I want to get into this, but I'm sorry. If you are a couple or a mom or a dad and you bring your children, I'm talking about children,
like into 2-year-olds.
Yeah. 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds, 5-year-olds. I've seen 8-year-olds there in a pub. Why? I don't understand. I'm 33 and you're 27.
Like, isn't the point to get away from the kids?
It's not even that. Like, we weren't even allowed to go into a bar where, you know.
Yeah, I know.
And all of a sudden it's okay for you to allow children into an establishment in which you're drinking all day. You're not going to Barrel House Z to watch a movie.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot this was a daycare. The last time, Stellwagen, I think it was. Bunch of kids. It must have been like,
yeah,
a kids' night.
I think so. It was insane.
Fidget spinners and throwing them on the ground.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, if I'm an adult, I'm gonna go out on a Friday night, the last thing I want to do is hang out with 5-year olds. Mm. And that's my opinion. Like, I don't. But another thing is, I don't have kids. We don't have kids.
Yeah, we have a guinea pig and a dog.
Those are our kids. And I would never take them to a bar. It's disrespectful. Right.
Maybe the guinea pig.
Maybe a guinea pig because he's super cute.
Maybe guinea could go drinking with us.
Go drink a stout with us. But that's the thing. I'll stop talking now about this. But
it's a good investment to have.
Yeah, they have an arcade. Yeah. And that is so smart because you can keep the kids over there and do their thing. And they can hang out. And it's so cool. It's a really nice setup. It's not like they have two machines and they call it an arcade.
Yeah, they have like six.
It's a good arcade.
They even have skee ball.
There's skee ball in there. So that's pretty awesome. I hope more pubs start doing it. More craft beer establishments. Mm,
craft beer.
Establishments. Start to do it.
And you know, I think my favorite beer from them is the She-Hulk. I think it was just a limited edition beer.
I think so.
It was one of their IPAs.
It was a higher.
It was a higher
content. And it didn't even taste like it was really, really high. It was really hoppy though.
Yeah, that's what I like about my beers. I like them hoppy.
I know. I do too. Almost like, I feel like the hoppiest beer before a craft beer was a Heineken. Like, and it's not even hops. It's just crisp. That's like as close as you can get to it.
I think I like it because when I was younger, you know, I'd sneak a drink from my mom's cup that I thought was Diet Pepsi and it was beer. And I'm like, ugh,
yeah,
disgusting. And now I'm at that point to where I can appreciate that disgusting taste.
Yeah. That is so true.
You know, you give that, if any other kid were to try it, they'd spit that out. And you're like, this is horrible apple juice. What am I drinking?
I know, right? Like, I remember tasting, my mom drank Coronas. And honestly, the reason I don't drink Coronas is because of my mom drinking Coronas. Because I remember tasting them and they're being just horrible. Yeah, I think my favorite one from Castle Island has to be the new one that just came out. Yeah, so it's the white one. It's a white IPA, and I want to say
that it was called white, something white.
Yeah.
But that truck is so loud that I can't really hear.
Yeah, I know.
Like, white. Okay.
White, yeah.
So it's white something.
But yeah, it was really good. I remember it was brewed with a citrus. It didn't have too much hop to it, and that's what I liked about it. Some people, when they do citrus beers, they try to hop it, and the citrus is gone, and it's just, I don't know, it's just a mess. So they did really well with that one. Do we have any more other breweries, pubs?
How about Knockabout?
Knockabout.
Let's talk about Knockabout.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Knockabout is their own It's a world.
It really
Knockabout
is.
Knockabout is a world.
It's in the middle of fucking nowhere.
It's in the middle of nowhere.
But there's a lake somehow behind it.
I know. I just realized that the other day. Like, we've been here like 4 times and there's a lake. Where did this come from?
Hello.
And we're parked like, what, 50 feet, 100 feet from 100 it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's right behind us.
It's just we're up on that hill. And the parking there is ridiculous for a big food truck.
It's hard. It's like trying to take a hike in the woods. Yeah. Imagine showing up to someone's house and be like, okay, drive up this hill, take a turn at the tree.
Right. Don't fall off that cliff.
Don't fall off the cliff into the lake that's there now.
Secret lake we
put in. I know. And then park right here. I mean, Knock them out. I don't know. It's in the Cape.
Yeah.
There's a different breed of people there. They're very friendly. Yeah. They seem like they're all there. They got the shit together. They're just having a good time. And it's the greatest.
And like, then we walk home with, you know, beers. Like, we walk away with good beers at the end of it. And
everyone, my whole crew, that's who they look forward to is Knockabout, honestly. Like,
not only is the tipping good, but the beer is even better.
The tipping. But yeah, the beer is amazing. I think I remember having a cranberry. It was a release during there.
Cranberry citrus.
It was like a cranberry citrus beer that they. No. It had lactose in it. That's what it threw me.
But you had a couple other. You had a lactose one, and then there was
the pink salmon. The salmon pants one that I had was good. Yeah, every single beer. And they're smart. So they do this thing called Tides. And they release it like Tides 1, Tides 2, Tides 3, like that. And what they do is if, you know, Tides 3 or Tides 75 does really well, they pull it and they create a name for it and they create the beer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how they come up with their beers. So all the Tides on the wall that you see, you know, a year ago, if you were to see them now, they're called Salmon Pants, but they're really like Tides 4. Because it was very popular.
Yeah.
So they don't have to go through all that struggle and this and design. They just kind of, okay, here's a name. Let's throw it on that same can. And then if anybody likes it, we'll throw some other shit on that can. Like that. They're genius though. You take so much time out of your day to not design everything for every single beer you want to try.
Yeah. Just the sticker and then you slap a name on it. You're good.
You guys are genius. I feel like I'm giving away all the secrets to everyone because of all the brews we've been to.
We are going to be the people to sign an NDA.
Right. They're all going to come to us and they're going to be like, can you not say everything that you just said?
You got it.
No, but they're awesome. I mean, they know what's going on. These people are very smart business people and a lot of them are really creatively and inspired by something to create beer. So they're doing something right.
And if you want to find them, they're at 13 Lake Mash P, my bad.
Yes, Mash P, Mash right next P. to Sandwich.
Yeah, Sandwich.
We don't even get started with Sandwich, Massachusetts. Imagine being from there.
I had a sandwich in Sandwich.
Yeah, right. For real. And then everyone listening to this will be like, you're freaking lying. I'm going to Google.
Google it. Google fact-check it. Fact-check.
GTS, as my mom says. Google that shit because it's real.
Well, I mean, that's all we got for today on this episode. So everybody stay classy and have a good night.
Thanks for listening to our TNT Studios. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TNT Studios Podcast or find us on Facebook.